Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys, Detroit Lions, lots of excitement 3 hours ahead of this game. The team's on a three-game winning streak, and they've beaten some good teams along the way. Can they do the same in Detroit?
Victories over the Eagles and Chiefs has Brian Broaddus of 105.3 The Fan feeling pretty good about Dallas's odds tonight. And with the Eagles flailing, he thinks the division is still in sight.
Find a way to kind of keep the momentum going. But, yeah, I think the Eagles are in a lot of trouble. I don't know necessarily. That is a Super Bowl-winning team. I just don't know if they have the locker room to kind of pull themselves out of this.
The reason for the optimism, good Cowboys defense and lots of Lions injuries. Tony Ortiz from WWJ in Detroit tells the Mid-Morning Mic Check fans are growing tired of Coach Dan Campbell's go for it on fourth down mentality.
Fans loved it. They loved the fact that he took no prisoners. Now you look at it and fans are like, take a few prisoners. You know, come on, get some points. But yeah, people are hoping that he kind of pulls back a little bit on the fourth down gambles.
Despite all that, Cowboys are still 3-point underdogs. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And it's a big day tomorrow for World Cup fans. Tomorrow's the day we finally find out which teams are going to be playing in next year's World Cup and where they will be playing for the most part. The draw happens in Washington, but as KRLD's Russell Scott reports, there's going to be a lot of watch parties across North Texas.
The largest watch party, no doubt, will be at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. They're expecting as many as 5,000 people, but maybe the most authentic soccer watching party will be at the Londoner in Addison.
We like to think of ourselves as like the official home of soccer in Dallas.
If Siobhan Holly sounds like she's not from around here, you're right. Siobhan's a soccer fan, grew up in England, in fact.
I can't believe that I moved like thousands of miles away and the World Cup's finally coming to like my doorstep, basically.
If you're closer to downtown Dallas, several of the uptown businesses like the Loon, the Blackfriar, and the Nodding Donkey will host a work from there party for the draw as well. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just love to take the show on the road and just be able to tell Dallas-Fort Worth, we're at the Nodding Donkey today.
Where there's no parking because it's uptown.
Yeah, FC Dallas is going to host a watch party tomorrow at the stadium. Gates open at 10. It's all free. But if you want to go, you got to register first.
And the World Cup draw will let the various host cities find out what teams might be playing in their stadium. Each group has four teams, and each team has three games. That's in the group stage, and they moved on to the knockout rounds. The groups move around, which means various countries have a chance to play in several locations across the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Dallas will host matches for teams from groups F, L, and J. Houston gets matches for teams from groups E, K, F, and H. Teams from Dallas's three groups will also play in Houston, as well as Toronto, Kansas City, New York, and a number of other locations. Teams from groups passing through Houston will also move around for games in Miami, Guadalajara, Mexico City, Toronto, and elsewhere. Huge developments this afternoon on that legal fight over the state's new congressional map. Basically, the Supreme Court voting, ruling, I should say, 6-3 in favor of the newly drawn congressional map in the state's redistricting process that happened over the summer. We're joined now by Rice University political science professor Dr. Mark Jones. He joins us live to talk about this. And Dr. Jones, have to start with, this is at least for the candidates. They can finally know what district they're going to be in, where we're coming up on filing deadlines, and the primary is just a few months away.
Right. So the filing deadline is December 8th, and so candidates didn't know if they were going to be using the 2021 map or the 2025 map, which for many districts, like in Dallas, Congressional District 32, are pretty dramatically different. Now they have certainty. The judges ruled in favor of the state of Texas, granting an emergency stay and signaling that they believe that at the end of the day, Texas will be successful in its appeal of the ruling of the three-judge panel, so that the 2025 maps are likely to be locked in, not just for 2026, but moving past 2026, assuming Texas doesn't change them during the 2027 legislative session.
This kind of sets a precedent, though, for off-year elections, when normally district maps are drawn right after the census, but this is 5 years after the census. Could we continue to see these kinds of map redrawings every other, off-year?
Texas really opened Pandora's box with this decision, because while we have had mid-decade redistricting in the past, it was almost always due to a court order or related to court maps. This idea of legislatures effectively just deciding off the cuff to redraw districts is something that's new, that was spurred by Donald Trump's request that Texas engage in this mid-decade redistricting like wildfire across the country. We've seen California do it, Missouri do it. Indiana is now discussing doing it. Virginia is discussing doing it, and Florida is planning the spring. So this could be something where we start to see legislatures every 2 years look at the districts and see if they can get some partisan advantage out of redrawing the districts and do so until either the Supreme Court or Congress steps in and puts some rules or restrictions on this. It's likely to be the status quo for the near future.
The ruling came down 6-3 with Justices Kagan, Sotomayor, and Brown Jackson dissenting. I was curious if you were surprised that our current swing vote on this Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Roberts, voted in favor of these maps.
Well, I think when it came down to the argument that was made, and I think Justice Roberts probably looked at one thing that the two judge majority on the three judge panel did. And first was that they took this circumstantial evidence, that is statements that had been made by the governor and by the Trump administration, and tried to use those to effectively overturn or essentially discount the actual statements made by the members of the legislature. So that is believing in the good faith of the legislators who testified. And I think a second failure, and this was a key one, the plaintiffs never drew a comparable map that achieved the same partisan goals, but didn't use race or didn't have a negative impact on race or a representation of ethnic and racial minorities. And that's key, because at the end of the day, the argument by the state of Texas was that this was all about partisan gain. And if the plaintiffs had been able to show that Republicans could have drawn a map that obtained the same partisan gain, but did not adversely affect the ability of underrepresented minorities to elect candidates of their choice, then that would have been very convincing. But their failure to present that map was, I think, a key consideration by the Supreme Court in their decision to rule in favor of Texas. And what they're saying is that they believe that on appeal, Texas is very likely to be successful. And at the same time, to block the maps would do harm to Texas, because people are filing, and if you delayed this much longer, you'd have to push the primaries back, and that would have a really negative impact on the entire process here in Texas.
Mark Jones from Rice University here on KRLD.
When you see Jared Goff back there, he is one of the most proficient quarterbacks in the league when he gets protection. When he does not, he is one of the worst. Mm-hmm. So there is a massive drop-off between pressure and not. And we're going to go to Tony right now from Detroit.
We got him. All right. Radio God Tony Ortiz is on with us right now. Hey, Tony. Glad we finally got you, buddy.
Well, hey, how you doing, guys, today? And from a very cold and nervous Detroit.
Yeah, that's what is the temperature outside, like 10?
20.
Okay. Double it up.
That's about it.
it's balmy. Well, what is, and I'm glad you brought that up, what is the mood there? I mean, down here, most people see this as really kind of an elimination game. Is that the case for the Lions as well?
Yeah, and that's the way Lions fans feel, and people who cover the team feel. They feel that this is an elimination game. The team that loses this game is going to have a hard road to try to get back into the playoff picture. And look, it's not going to be easy for the team that wins it either, but at least they have a little bit better footing. And think about this, guys. This is a Lions team that 2 years ago was one half away from playing in their first ever Super Bowl. Since then, they've lost even having the best record in the NFC last year to the Washington Commanders. And this year, everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong for this team. So there are a lot of people who are nervous today, thinking that the way Dallas is playing lately with their three wins in a row, that maybe this is not the year for the Lions and that the injuries are mounting up and it's too much for them to overcome.
We were just talking about this. I mean, there's a lot going on here. The injuries, you mentioned mm-hmm. that, but you lose both your coordinators too, offensive and defensive. That has to have played a big role in this.
It played a huge role in it. And here's the funny thing. All summer, during training camp, and the first couple of weeks of the season, everybody in the organization was trying to convince everyone that, look, yes, we lost two good coordinators, but we've got the people who can step in and do as good a job, if not better. Well, they were half right. Kelvin Shepard has done a really good job with the defense to this point. The problem has been offensively, and with Dan Campbell taking over the play calling, it just does not look the same as it did with Ben Johnson last year. And all you have to do is look down the road to Chicago to see what the Lions used to look like on offense. They don't look like that anymore now with John Morton and Dan Campbell calling the play.
All right. I do have to ask about the going forward on fourth down. That used to be Dan Campbell. I loved it. And I think everybody in Detroit seemed to, from an outsider's perspective, love it. Now it's much more critical when he goes for it on fourth down. How are the fans looking at all those fourth downs?
You are 100% right. Fans loved it. They loved the fact that he took no prisoners. Now you look at it and fans are like, take a few prisoners. You know, take a field goal when you have a chance. You know, come on, get some points. But yeah, people are hoping that he kind of pulls back a little bit on the fourth down gambles. People like seeing him go for it, but when the season's 7-5 and slowly slipping away, you hope that he plays it a little more conservatively and closer to the vest, and it just doesn't seem like that's in his character to do. Now, maybe tonight he changes because of the importance of this game, but I highly doubt it.
And if you're not in field goal range and going forward on fourth, you've got the best punter in football, who, by the way, is the nephew of one of our reporters here at KRLD. Turned him into a
really?
Big Lions
Mr.
fan.
Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
Chris
Fox, one of our reporters. Jack Fox is his nephew. So we've got a little Lions blood flowing through us here. Now, we were told that we needed to just kind of organically come up with some kind of bet with you,
okay.
Tony, on this. And I don't know what it would be. The shaving eyebrows.
I said if one team wins by 20 or more, shave one of your eyebrows. Do you think that's going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. I'm already lacking hair on the top of my head. I don't think I want to lack hair on my face.
You and me both, brother. I need all the hair I can get.
Listen, I'll tell you what. If the Cowboys win this game, I will wear a Cowboys jersey. I will find a Cowboys jersey, and I will wear it around the station and take pictures and send it to you guys.
Okay,
if
we'll
Lions
do the same.
Tonight,
okay,
yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Somebody has to wear a Lions jersey and send us pictures.
Okay,
I can do that.
Proof. We could do food. Now, you know, we could send up barbecue or something. What is a Detroit food?
Delicatessen.
Yeah, some kind of Detroit delicacy.
The Detroit Coney dog. That is an absolute delicacy here. And Coney dogs are just the best here.
Coney
so
dog.
We could do that okay. and a bag of better made potato chips. Coney dog, chili onions on top of a hot dog. And it's incredible. The chili has a little bit of spice to it. It's perfect. And we can send you some better made potato chips because that's the best potato chips in the world.
That's
sorry, anybody in Dallas.
Potato chips.
Better
potato
made.
Chips.
Okay. Okay. And they just tell you right now, we're better made than anything you're going to eat.
We'll send you some Tex-Mex. No, we'll do the jersey.
We'll do the jersey.
I don't know
I know we're talking food, but.
A Lions jersey. I don't know where we're going to find one, but we'll look. All right. Hey.
It shouldn't be that hard to find.
Tony, thanks so much. We really appreciate the time. That is Tony Ortiz with WWJ up there in the Paris of the Midwest, Detroit City.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.